Have you ever wanted to know what God is really like? Or have you perhaps wondered why the world He created is filled with so many indifferent, self-interested people calling themselves Christians, yet seemingly devoid of everything we know about Him? How do you reconcile the idea of a perfect God with an evil world? Welcome. You are watching The Price of Freedom. And in this series, we are seeking answers to big questions like these, as we discover the freedom we have been given and the price that it cost heaven. Now, that first question again, what is God really like? Well, part of who God is can be observed in the things He created. The Bible tells us in the Psalms that by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host. Here in Canada, we have some of the most pristine nature in the world. Among the snow-capped mountains, there are countless emerald glacier lakes, surrounded by untouched spruce forests as far as you can see. When you stand on the edge of one of these lakes, you start to get a sense that the person who created the scene before you has both a delicate awareness of detail and a powerful appreciation for the magnificent. The Apostle Paul wrote that ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas of rock and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command and all the stars obey.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with His word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how Thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye.
If I survey the ground I tread, upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below that makes Thy glory known, and clouds arise and tempests blow by order from
It is evident by the beauty and grandeur of nature around us that God is a powerful and majestic God. But even in the beautiful nature around us, there are signs of evil and corruption that exist in our world. Flowers fade, trees rot, and fires devastate entire forests. And in our personal lives, it is no better. Loved ones get sick. People lie and scam for a living. Kids grow up in broken homes. Something clearly went wrong with the world we live in. So how do we reconcile the idea that God is good and perfect with the fact that evil exists in the world? We'll look at this question in our next episode. Subscribe so you don't miss it or any of our future episodes, and feel free to share your thoughts in the comments below.